This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Picture this. It's 5:20 in the morning. You have not gone to sleep yet because you got a flight at 7 a.m. And if you had went to sleep, you would have most certainly overslept and you would have missed the flight. You paid too much for the flight to oversleep. And so you up, you got your bag packed, you make sure you got your phone charger, you make sure that there's condoms in your overnight bag that you're not going to use because, you know, every time you pack condoms, you don't have sex.
This is the story of that guy you fired from the SAT question writing.
You get to the airport, you get on your plane, and you sit in first class, and you look around, and in first class with you are two celebrities. You got Jaron Collins, brother of Jason Collins, the first openly gay NBA player to come out while he's still actively playing, and Currency, the rapper. And you're like, this is going to be a good flight. You're headed to New Orleans, the Big Easy. But it's early. Keep in mind.
Celebrities, man.
And you say, big celebrity. Man, this has live TV on it. This has live TV. Oh, there's a game playing in England right now. The Jags and the Atlanta Falcons. Wait a minute. This is going to be perfect. I'm going to turn this on and go right to sleep because I haven't slept yet. You turn it on to ESPN. You turn on the ESPN, and the game is now playing. It's Rex Ryan talking about the games that are going to happen later in the day. Across the bottom is a ticker that says, this game is currently on ESPN+. Plus. Mm. And you go, why would they put a game that most Americans are not going to watch on a channel that most Americans don't have? Because you're on a flight. And you want to watch this game, or at least go to sleep to this game, or at least have bad plane sleep where you fold your arms and you're drifting the whole time, and you put your mask on, you put your COVID mask on, but in the asshole way, so right below your nose, mm-hmm. just to cover your mouth because you're a mouth open sleeper.
Sir, every time you drift off, you immediately snore so loud. I wasn't sure if you were aware of that.
Excuse me, COVID is going around. That's why I got this mask on.
Yeah, but you're also, I don't know if that has anything to do with the chainsaw level snoring that you're doing the moment you drift off.
Did Jaron Collins hear me snore?
Yeah, and Currency.
Yeah, they keep looking over.
Currency heard me snore too?
Yeah. He loves ESPN Plus.
Yeah, you're grumbling about that in your sleep.
This plane doesn't have ESPN Plus, and that's a shame. Luckily, I bought the Wi-Fi.
Did you sleep tape your nose? You're supposed to put that over your mouth to keep it closed. It's like you're doing it the opposite way.
Yeah, I keep my nose open and my mouth covered because I'm afraid of COVID.
Okay.
I guess that's effective.
Well, Currency is trying to enjoy the Toy Story broadcast.
They didn't even have that.
Oh, man.
We have it so for Currency.
I got a little bit of news for y'all. This picture, this was real life.
What?
No fucking way.
I know you can't believe it, but that was real life. That really happened to me.
No fucking way. Really?
The specifics were very specific.
Cousin?
his twin brother.
His twin brother.
No two celebrities, fucking way. Two celebrities so big you had to immediately explain who they are.
Yes. You know who Currency is.
I do. Yeah. I would have got that one without it.
But Jaron Collins was also on the plane. That was pretty slick. The lady asked me if a guy who walked by was Mickey Rourke. And I'm like, well, we're in first class.
I buy of a lot of celebrities that would be sitting in coach, Mickey Rourke, I buy. I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah.
No thanks on the peanuts, brother.
I'm in Mississippi right now. That is why I'm zooming in from my childhood bedroom, as you can see with the old-timey cars on the wall.
Yeah. Some things never change, man. You're still into old-timey cars.
You and Jay Leno cruising around together in your old-timey cars.
What else we got?
We got my cousin's Wii right here.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
He also doesn't live here anymore.
You got a little projector?
Yeah, what is that on the to your left?
That right there?
Yeah.
That is a speaker for it. A CD player is right there. You can put CDs in that. And yeah, this is the old timer. Also, I got another thing that I want to show y'all. I'm going to get it real quick. Talk amongst yourselves.
I think it's unfair to expect that the airplane would provide ESPN Plus.
Yeah.
It's asking a lot of an airplane.
Yeah.
The fact that they have anything is at this day and age.
Yeah. The fact that they're just getting you to another part of the earth is pretty good already. And there's cable and internet, and you have the nerve. Oh, shit. He's
and a guy that looks kind of like Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, maybe. Possibly him. Yeah, possibly.
Possibly.
He's heading to coach, though.
All right. My cousin's got two Senior Bowl cards that are like big cards. They look like, and they're autographed, kind of. I think these are not real autographs, but he's got one. Tim Tebow.
Tebow.
Right the here. Swamp King.
You gotta keep that for praise
and
Christ.
And the even bigger and the even bigger Swamp King. The even bigger Swamp King.
Aaron Hernandez.
Not Aaron Hernandez, but polarizing in his own way.
The water boy?
Mr. Riley Cooper.
Oh yeah. In his own way.
Yeah. He didn't kill anybody.
Riley Cooper is so happy that we led with Aaron Hernandez. So it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it really softened.
Not as bad. Not as bad.
How's LA, guys? We got Ben Rogers in the house today.
Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome. Happy to be here. Beautiful day in LA, Carl.
It's hot.
It's a little hot.
Yeah. It's a little hot.
Got hot again.
A little hot.
Yeah, ready for October. Ready for some cool down.
Yeah, I walked here in black jeans, which maybe wasn't a great idea. But I found black jeans on this couch. I was telling Kevin about the angles of the HeadGum studio. Mm-hmm. Definitely do not flatter anyone's crotch fupa area.
No.
When you're looking back on yourself, the way you sit into the couch or chairs... It definitely makes you seem like something is wrong with your body. And I want to give everybody who's films anything in a HeadGum, I want to help them out and let them know that it is nothing to do with them. It is the layout of the room.
Ignorance was bliss for me on this one because now it's all I'm going to be able to talk about.
You can only deny it for so long.
I watched the first two and realized, like, what is going on? Like, with
having
my,
a laptop there is very smart.
You would think,
but it's killing your penis.
Yeah. It seems one really hurts my penis. Two, it's like my stomach juts it up, and so it really kind of highlights everything, especially when I sit at this angle. But so last week I tried to sit up straight more, and that looked also very weird.
Yeah, I don't think there is no solution.
I'm gonna sit up straight.
I think the solution is I'm gonna have HeadGum. If the podcast gets big enough and I can start making demands, I'm gonna go into Jake and Amir's office and demand they replace all these couches with barber chairs.
I'll sign whatever petition you need.
It would be cool.
Those are the only flattering seats.
And we could change the name of the show to The Shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we wear the capes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we drink the blue stuff and get fucking turned
just
off.
Just like LeBron's the show, side. Only there is no barber.
Yeah.
Ben, can you describe to us what your history with football is?
Yeah.
Did you play? What are your favorite teams?
I did not play. I've never played. I've never been good at it. But I grew up in Buffalo, which is a small city. They live and breathe football. Like all small cities, I think the you can tell the size of a city by the passion of the fan base or the obsessiveness.
Yeah.
I remember my brother came to visit me in New York after I think the Buffalo Sabres got eliminated in the NHL playoffs. And I think... no one in New York even knew that like the hockey playoffs were happening. He was like, man, Buffalo's all depressed because like the team's done. Like nobody even knows the Rangers are even in it anymore.
All these New Yorkers are going to take one look at me and know.
I know. Yeah, that's like so what much he thought.
Yeah, I know.
He's like, God, I got the stink of a losing team on me. So, yeah, I followed football on and off. I mean, by birthright, I'm a Buffalo Bills fan. But there have been some stretches where I've fully checked out of football. Like, I've always got an eye on the scores, but, I mean, the Bills were very, very bad.
Yeah.
For huge chunks of my life.
Like, peak, like, at their best, very mediocre.
Mediocre for too long.
Yeah.
And I wish they would have bottomed out. They That's never fully, like, hit the skids.
They would somehow win a ton of games with, who was it, Rob Johnson?
Quarterback? Yeah, Rob Johnson. They were actually pretty decent with Rob Johnson. They got in the playoffs with Rob Johnson. That was like the last year. That was the Rob Johnson, and Doug
Stevie
Flutie
Johnson?
Quarterback controversy. Yeah. They should have stuck with Doug Flutie.
Wherever he goes, controversy follows. Doug Flutie.
Yeah, Nugenics. I mean, does it work? I heard his wife isn't into it. I haven't played fantasy football, which I think doesn't get me fully into the minutia of the sport, but I watch it every week. I mean, it is an incredible sport. And even to get myself in that like headspace to talk to you guys about it, I got CTE. I got a domestic assault charge.
You went and got CTE what, this morning?
Yeah, this morning. I got CTE. I started dating a pop star. I'm trying to like check off all the boxes to
get
in the mind of a fan of a player.
It's nice how easy it is to get in LA. It really is.
CTE?
I got it on accident. I was trying to get CBD one time. Yeah. I got CTE oil for my CTE oil for my achy joints.
Yeah, it's what sucks is it's good for your joints.
Yeah,
it is.
It makes you feel better, but then you're just like crying all the time.
You just hate your family so much.
Yeah, you're driving really fast everywhere you go, and punching the steering wheel.
You cut the head off your dad's corpse at his funeral. Was that what was the Richie? And, try to cut the head off your dad's corpse.
Yeah, Richie.
Look it up. Yeah. Google Richie Incognito. Put it in Richie incognito mode.
Yeah, former Buffalo Bill for a brief, like for a season or two. And he seemed like a good guy too.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was
They should have Richie Incognito mode browser on Gmail.
Where it just sends out angry messages.
There was in the Raiders Hard Knocks a few years ago when they had Antonio Brown and Richie Incognito. There was a moment where there's like a big fight breaks out at the practice, and they're kind of standing off to the back as like the two vets. They're kind of talking, and their eyes are like floating all over the place trying to have a conversation with one another. It's
oh my God,
it's pretty freaky.
Didn't he like stick a broomstick in somebody's asshole or something like on the Dolphins? Like, is that also
a big part of that Dolphins?
Jonathan Martin.
Yeah, Jonathan Martin.
Yeah, he was part of the Dolphins hazing scandal.
Yeah,
I mean, it's football, man. We've been hazing forever.
It's an incredible sport.
That's football, man.
There's so much drama that you can't even.
When
Cleveland Browns quarterback was demanding masseuses stick fingers in his asshole
while putting himself in the rocking baby pose while naked. He'd like hold like kick his feet up into the air and hold his ankles and rock around.
And his
around
punishment
naked.
Making millions of dollars.
Guaranteed.
And like a large portion of the fan base has embraced it.
Oh,
that's
the
craziest thing.
You know, some of those Richie Incognito texts were kind of funny.
Is he like Trump in that way? Where you're like, every now and again, you're like, he is kind of funny.
Yeah.
I think there was like one where he just texted him, your sister. Your sister has a wolf pussy. And I want to say, then he texted, "Ow!"
Do we have any fans that are web developers, and can you develop a Richie Incognito mode? where it translates what you type into Richie's hazing text.
Yeah. Richie knows my sister's got a wolf pussy.
Why did I tell him? You can't give Richie
Why'd
ammo.
Why'd you tell me?
Yeah, sis.
What does it even
you
mean?
You gotta stop going around telling everyone about your wolf pussy.
No, check it out.
Stop!
So I was saying to bed before we started recording, it seems like every other fan we've had on this year has been right after a... Like, we had Paul Scheer on as a Jets fan right after Aaron Rodgers went down.
Yeah, we're cursing.
We had Hassan as a Cowboys fan after they lost to the Cardinals. But we got to change the pace now because the Bills.
Bills had a big win this week.
There was a team.
They had a massive injury. That's going to probably cost them a game somewhere down the line.
Yeah, it's already pretty thin in the secondary.
Was it Achilles for him?
Yeah, he's toast.
Yeah. He pulled with Rodgers.
Although Rodgers doing
Aaron
this
Rodgers.
Whole. Yeah, not a bad.
I mean, I'm not a fan of Aaron Rodgers, although he does spell his name the same way I do, which is great for getting people to spell my name correctly with the D.
It's good awareness.
Yeah, it's great D awareness. But the
got to be aware of the D.
Don't forget about the D. Don't go sleeping on the D.
Don't sleep on the D. Don't sit on the D.
So, I mean, the end of his story with that game, four plays in, and just him knowing, like, seeing it on his face and sitting down.
Yeah.
After his whole, like, Hard Knocks of the season was so wild. It was just his weird PR campaign.
Yeah, trying to rehabilitate his image. And now he's
There's
doing...
the voice of God.
Go over and say hi. Dude, just go over and say
hi. Go over and say hi. I got him to come here. They flew him in a jet.
I missed whatever scene this.
Remember when Liev Schreiber?
He basically bullied the producers of the show to like bring Liev Schreiber to the practice in a helicopter. And like none of these fucking 20-year-olds know who the fuck he is.
Yeah.
What?
They're all big Ray Donovan fans coming into the league.
Yeah, that's what they, I think that's why it's like, there was one person that's like, yeah, I love Ray Donovan. And no,
it's like one of the coaches.
Yeah,
it's like, were you Sabretooth in one of the X-Men?
Yeah, the bad one.
But yeah, Bills pulled off a big win. I was nervous about it. I think everybody who's a Bills fan is pretty, it's a very up and down franchise. So you're constantly waiting for the floor to fall out.
It's a little scary right now because they look like the best team in football and it's we're going into week 5.
But you know what? Everybody goes back and forth so much where it's like, before this week, everybody thought like, well, the window of championships for the Bills is closed. Yeah. They're garbage this year. They made it like for no exact reason. And now everybody's like, yeah, it's going to be the 49ers and the Bills. And
last week I called the Dolphins potentially one of the all-time great teams. And now I think they might not be very good.
Let's talk about the context of this because, you know, last week was one of the craziest weeks we've ever seen. This week was, it felt a little like disappointing by comparison, but only by comparison because the week before had been so crazy. But to think about it like this, last week there was a team that scored 70 points and they came into this week underdogs and then they did lose and the team that gave up the 70 points came into this week favored and then won. So what is going on in the league right now? Although Denver almost fucking lost. They made Justin Fields.
They probably should have lost.
Whew. There are a lot of teams that are a mess right now, but I don't think anyone's more of a mess than Denver. Even though they won the game, it's like Chicago, whatever. They could have the top two picks next year.
Oh, they're full like the Simpsons, like Denver Broncos.
Owning the Denver Broncos is pretty good.
Oh, you just don't understand football, Mark.
They drew them all like the little cross-eyed and shit. And fucking balls are hitting them in the helmet. They can't make any catches. We're, of course, referring to the Scorpio episode, episode of the Simpsons.
You only moved twice.
Yeah, you only moved twice.
Yeah, we all know.
Season premiere, I believe.
Sunday night, right?
Yeah, the Broncos kind of long-term definitely seem like one of the bigger messes. I'd also say, I mean, the Bears right now in the short term, like they're the worst team in football. Carolina is also so bad. And I worry about their long-term future, too.
Did I say this on the pod or just to you guys that I thought both C.J. Stroud and Anthony Richardson would be better than Bryce Young? I know that was my takeaway from watching those Ben Solak breakdown videos. And after 4 weeks, it feels right. Like Bryce Young is,
I think you did say it. I think you said it on the pod because I drafted him in one of my leagues. And people were like, why would you draft Anthony Richardson? I'm like, I think he's going to be pretty good. And this week, he had a better week. He had a better week than Tua this week. He had 30 points.
Did Carolina play the Vikings this week?
Yeah.
So they had that great play on Cousins where I watched that.
Yes, like, where the guy runs it down.
Yeah.
It says the fastest speed anyone was clocked at all week was the guy just realizing he had a shot to hit Kirk Cousins as a block.
It was brutal. It's like poor Kirk Cousins throws a fucking pick. It's going to be a pick six, and he's got to just at least try to like get in the way. And he gets absolutely fucking bulldozed.
Yeah, it's like, I know there's no way I'm going to catch this cornerback.
And it was like a scene in a horse racing movie. You know, where like someone in horse racing, it's like, how the fuck wasn't that horse just faster the whole time? But like, because he's behind the ball carrier. He's behind some, but he just like gains so much ground on everyone.
Their season is fucking done, kind of. And he's stuck on this team. And people are like talking about trading him to the Jets and stuff for a while.
Yeah.
And that's got to be the worst feeling of like your team struggling. You fuck up. And then you also get. And you basically get like postered, like they're gonna play that clip forever.
Yeah,
he got leveled, and you know that almost happened to Dak, and I was hoping that it did. He moved out of the way.
Oh, did he? He made a business decision.
Dak didn't throw a pick. Oh. It's just the corner had a go at like a great like sack, and Dak just kind of.
Oh, I saw that with Mahomes too, where he
that's
just,
what it
like,
was. That's
yeah,
what it
yeah,
was.
Yeah. When that one dude was running like 100 miles an hour at Mahomes, and he just kind of sidestepped out of the way like, fuck.
And the guy said that he kind of did it on purpose because he said he's making a business decision.
I saw that joke too of like he realized that if he hit Mahomes that hard, he'd be suspended for his whole career.
Yeah, he'd be banished to Siberia, I think were his words.
Some guys want, like, I always theorize that Brady wanted to die on the field. Like,
yeah.
Like, he wanted to get, like, pulverized and turned like into,
Tom
like,
Cruise.
Suicide by linebacker.
Yeah. He just, like, his uniform would flop like Obi-Wan Kenobi. And then he'd just, like, fucking haunt the games forever.
And then,
and
like,
not have to deal with his family ever again.
J.J. Watt would sack him and then get up and there would be nothing there anymore. He never existed.
Just be the most boring Jedi ghost.
20 years later.
You're not helpful in any way.
Belichick's having a drink in a cafe in Milan and he looks over and there's Tom Brady and Anne Hathaway. And they don't exchange any words, but they look at each other and they just kind of know.
Do you see... Belichick's like press conference after the game this week. It was pretty. I mean, he's worst
loss in his era, right?
He reminds me of like picking up a girl in high school from her house and like her dad answers the door and he hates you. And that's just like, yeah, I don't know.
That's a great way to put his energy.
Well, there's no other reason to have him in the game, so I took him on.
Yeah.
You here to pick up Sarah. Yeah. She's getting ready, I guess.
You can come in, Sarah.
Not even the dad who's like openly like, hey, now, but just the dad who just hates life.
Probably hates his daughter, hates you, hates his wife.
Do you want a cola?
I never thought I'd say this, but I actually feel bad for Bill Belichick.
Wow. A lot of people like, found themselves that way with Zach Wilson this week, too. Of like,
I felt bad for
him. I can't believe I felt bad for Zach Wilson.
Him crying
also
on the
sideline.
Like, I dropped the ball.
I fucking lost just
hey, it's
the
all right,
game,
man.
Bro.
Thanks for that ice cream.
That was sick, dude.
Yo, man, the ice cream almost got us this game. Great idea. I love how dumb fucking football players are. It's like part of what's great about this sport. I'm like, dude, fuck, man, he got us ice cream.
Dude,
man,
brought in
try.
A bunch of Breyers vanilla. Won this locker room back, man.
I fucking love it. Like I remember there was a period where the Bills were fucking garbage, and then like the coach tried to like break them out of it by being like, "We're all going to Arby's or some shit of like fast food day." Yeah. Everybody's like, "Fuck yeah!" And it like worked for one game, and it was like, I guess that
it's
really
like
did something.
Hey, this worked when my kid's guinea pig died, and we got fast food.
I love NFL coaching. I think it would be part of, to me, the fun of the game is even a casual fan like myself, you can start to think that you would be a pretty good like offensive coordinator or something.
And it's part, and that's everybody's second and Monday morning quarterbacks everything, and like second guesses every fucking choice they all make. But even the dumb speeches they all make to like try to pump everybody up, I'm like, that would be fucking great. Just coming up with some dumb metaphor that you gotta like get these children, these fucking 22-year-old guys who like can barely like look up from their phone to be like the crows and the Eagles. Everybody knows about, and like fucking coming up with that shit must, and then like feeling like
there's five types of competitors. The first kind is a competitor.
The person I felt the worst for was Daniel Jones.
So I didn't watch any of that game. Was it really, really bad?
He looked like he shouldn't be playing
There's
football.
There's a clip of Brian Daboll talking to him on the sideline, and Daboll just goes like, ugh, and like throws the fucking Microsoft Surface. I almost said iPad.
Flops it around like so lazily of like, you're fucking dumb.
Throws it like someone who's done playing Frisbee, just like, fuck this. Yeah, Jones had a tough New York quarterbacks. It was a lot of people, but Jones just got like $160 million contract. Yeah, so it's hard to feel.
He had a great season last year. I thought going into, I made picks before the season, and my pick for coach of the year was going to be Daboll.
For this season?
Yeah. Because I was like, I bet you they're going to improve. But I mean, they lost their best player. Right? I mean,
Saquon?
Yeah. He's still out.
I think he's coming back soon, but
But like their whole team, the offense was built around that.
Yeah. I feel like, last year we will look back on it and be like, why did it all work out so well? Because Daboll won coach of the year last year, right? Yeah. And so he somehow magically made Daniel Jones competent for a season, and now everything's crashing back to earth. It honestly reminds me of 2010 Chiefs. I always got to bring them up. Yeah, the early 2010s Chiefs. Somehow they were able, Charlie Weiss of all people was able to coax a good season out of Matt Cassel. And they won. They won the division, but it's like you can't sustain that. Mm-hmm. If somebody sucks,
it's eventually going to get exposed.
Yeah. So, but now you've just given them a huge contract, and you're glued to them for a while.
How, as a Chiefs fan, did the Jets game make you nervous?
Yeah, I fully expect them to lose this weekend to Minnesota.
Are the distraction talks escalating? If they would have lost that game, it's all anybody would have talked.
Yeah, for sure. I think it'll die down. I don't really subscribe to
it. I love it.
Me too. I'm having a blast.
I love that it's in the conversation. This whole phenomenon is incredible.
Yeah, it's exciting. Yes. It's a blast, especially for like hometown team where we're just such afterthoughts that it's super exciting.
You mean fucking afterthoughts. You won the Super Bowl.
No, I mean, growing up, they were the afterthought. Yeah. Yeah, to have a pop star like there going to the stadiums, like doing all the different cheers, fucking great.
She's doing the Tomahawk chop all the time.
Yeah,
right?
Really leaning
she's,
into
really into leaning into the indie.
She's trying to get it
Native
started.
American.
Well, she's a natural singer. She's a natural singer, so she's really having a field day with it.
Yeah, they've asked people to stop wearing like Native American headdresses and stuff. She's there.
Yeah, she's bringing it all back. And it's great that she's promoting the last team with a racist name in the NFL.
Yes.
She's
helping, and I promise you, the last one to change.
I'm just saying she is trying to get the Commanders to change their name back to the Redskins. That is her.
She's going to buy the team so that she can.
She loves Ron Rivera and is like, that's the next guy I'm going to date. If they change their name back to the Redskins, I'm going to start dating Ron Rivera.
Oh my God.
I think the Chiefs are a fun team. I mean, it's really hard to hate Mahomes, and obviously, you know, they've knocked out the Bills a few years in a row. But it's not like I don't even get a sense that the teams necessarily hate each other. It's just a marquee matchup. But I do hate that they win because it does make it that much harder for the franchise to change their name ever going forward.
I know. Like we are, they're glued in, and that fan base will riot.
It's the same thing with the Braves. It's like now that they just won a fucking World Series, it's like going to be that much further before they change their name.
I'm a Braves fan actually, and like it was like, hey, what if we went out on top, guys? What if we ended it? But it was like that same, but also with the Braves. It's like Georgia becoming this battleground state.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen because, like, you listen to a Braves radio game, all the ads for politicians are just like, liberals want to change the name of the Braves. And I was like, now it's over. It's never going to happen. Never going to happen.
It's like, hats off to the Guardians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got in at the fucking wire before the culture war took over. Yeah.
Same with the Commanders. I mean, thank fucking God that, because I really like our, NFL standing magnets, and like I actually have them for like a bunch of the sports, like on my
refrigerator,
like on my like whiteboard that like I've work on. there's like I have a bunch of like old standing magnets, but there are the ones that really fucking stand out and make you cringe or like. God, I really wish I had one for the Guardians, not the Indians. Yeah. Or like the Redskins one is just like, maybe I don't need all the teams.
Yeah. The blank space will represent them.
I looked into that group that's trying to change the name back to the Redskins, and there's like no proof.
That's a real thing.
That's a real thing. There's a group that call themselves a Native American group. So they're called the Native American. Here, I'll get you the actual name. Because I just looked it up.
But they're not actually Native American?
We don't know.
They just say it. They're just doing what the guy who like started the Chiefs did.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I'm just like really into Indian stuff. That's, yeah. No, everybody call me Chief.
Yeah, my nickname is Chief. And then I just happened to start a little youth group that's called the Little Savages.
Ironically, the group is called the Native American Guardians Association. So
the NAGA. NAGA.
Yeah, the NAGA. And there's no proof that the people who are a part of the group are Native American or like, or they may have like very small amount of Native American blood, but it is.
So Elizabeth Warren is that.
They've all got real Dutch last names.
But it's definitely a like conservative group that's trying to change the name back. And because
Commanders, unfortunately, sucks. Isn't a good name.
Was it named after Biden's dog that keeps biting people?
It's hardcore. Yeah. And nobody's going to fuck with that dog.
Yeah. Did you guys read that thing that the dog wanders around the hallways of the White House?
He's like attacked, like forced, like security. I mean, these are like fucking Secret Service agents.
Yeah. Biden's dog has CTE.
Got it from going up against Air Bud.
Yeah.
He's got 11 bodies. Did y'all hear that?
Air Bud was like the Bill Romanowski.
11 bodies?
He's got 11 bodies. He done bit.
He get a little tattoo for everyone.
Commander's nickname.
Yeah, he gets a teardrop.
Chris Benoit.
If you'd like to watch the video recording of this episode and check out some bonus shows with the guys, go to patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Can we talk about that Chiefs game a little bit?
Yeah.
I know it's hard to hate Patrick Mahomes, but you know who is easy to hate?
Who?
Jawan Taylor.
Oh, man.
That dude is a cheater.
Wait, which part? Well, when he holds? Yeah.
It's not cheating to hold. It's not his fault he didn't get caught.
It's not necessarily cheating to hold, but it's just like he jumps the snap every time. There's these guys that I work out with at the gym who play in the league, and I was like, man, Jawan Taylor, and they go off on him because they're both defensive ends. They both have had to go against him. And they go like, man, he cheats. He's a dirty player. He cheats. Like, because he was jumping a snap every time. And they weren't calling it. And that bogus, defensive holding call when it was bogus.
I would say it was holding, but it was a bullshit call because it's like, well, that's what everybody does fucking play.
And maybe I like watching it and seeing everyone react on Twitter like it was the worst, like most egregious, like call of all time. I thought I was losing my mind. I was like, it's not that bad.
I mean, the thing is, the Jets gave up third and 20 fucking.
I was about to say, people were acting like it was like on that level of the 2019 NFC Championship game. It's like, at the very least, you could see why the ref, where they were standing, would think that that was a hole.
You could see the hole. I mean, it's just, there's some wiggle room of like, is that worth it?
Sauce Gardner even said like, when I was holding him, I only held him for like just a second and let him go. It's like, oh, but so you held him.
but they also, they set a tempo throughout the game of the, especially at that point in the game, the players are used to, this is what I can get away with. And now they're changing what they're calling at a certain point. Now that being said, the Jets gave up two gigantic third and longs on that same drive, which like they had every opportunity to.
And they were gifted a safety.
Every time you lose,
was a safety. That was a real safety.
He was holding the face mask before it was in the line in the end zone.
Watch it again. You got to see. Here's the beauty of TikTok. Okay, the Chinese have given us something amazing.
Oh, fuck. Here goes Carl.
Fireworks.
let me tell you about the Chinese.
Gunpowder?
Yeah.
Okay? They've given us something amazing with TikTok because they were showing the Sauce Gardner play and they were showing Jawan Taylor just like, you're not getting away from me. Like, I'm going to hold you the whole time. And they didn't call that. And it was like third and 20. And like,
oh, wait,
and then they called
it. Was that the Donovan Smith play?
That was the Sauce Gardner call on that same exact play. Jawan Taylor was holding so crazy. Like, it was like,
it's the one where he's got him like locked up, like right here.
He didn't have him locked up like that. He was getting away and he was grabbing him back. Like,
right.
You can't do that. Once the defender gets away, you just got to try to stay in front of him.
I think that was Donovan Smith.
Was it? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And
doesn't matter.
Gerald McCoy said, totally legal. I'm going to go with Gerald McCoy.
Nah, go with me.
Gene Steratore, we've got Gene in here. Gene,
yeah,
we
gotta get our own Gene.
Yeah, you guys
Skeletor.
Need a Gene. I mean, how do none of you guys have nicknames? How are you guys doing a sports show without one of you guys being called like Screwball or some shit like that?
The Wiz.
Yeah. One of you guys has got to take the hit for the fucking group and start
now
going
we're
by. Yeah.
Carl Tart, Ryan Meharry, and The Piss.
Now, Piss has some interesting ideas on
Let's head to the Piss with this week's forecast.
Hey, what are the daily drippings?
I love when Gene comes on. Like, don't they seem legitimately pumped to have Gene around?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Was like, hey, and Gene, fucking great to hear
Gene, what do we got here, Gene?
I think that's definitely a penalty. I think it is in his line of sight, so I think it's a good call.
Well, Gene, you don't have to go so quick, do you?
I do. I'm doing five other games right now. What?
Well, how?
They did double up on Gene, I think, this week. Or maybe it's a different, like, maybe it was a different ref analyst. But he was doing, I think, both Monday night games, possibly. And then they were, like, really late. He was, because he was, like, what are the odds? They're like, we don't need him on our own one. I guess we're going to have two penalties at the same time.
Big.
Yeah, because he's not, like, in the booth, right?
He's in New York.
Yeah, he's in New York.
I always pictured him, like, in Mount Rushmore.
No, he's like a precog.
He's in a volcanic base.
He's a precog in a pool. With like all the games going on and like electrodes,
now,
he can
Gene,
see the penalties. He can see the penalties before they.
We
happen.
Got Gene in the premortal ooze to allow him to see the future. Now, Gene, are they going to win this game?
They bring him up like Stellan Skarsgård in Dune when they put him in like the healing oil.
Yeah, he's fucking humongous.
He floats over.
I watched Gene, Dune so in the great last to week. See you.
Yeah.
at least we got to check in with Gene, though. Yeah. You know, it gave us a second to talk to Gene. And
well,
you just turned down, third finger holding. offsides. Offside, pass interference.
Another in week where quarter, Gene prevented a murder.
In the fourth quarter, Javon Holland will create, will rough the passer, and will result in a first down, leading to the team to be able to kneel two times, running out the clock. The game will end.
Ray 24. Lewis is wearing a white suit behind a dumpster. He's got a knife.
Okay, Gene, I think you were a post-cog on that one. Yeah. That happened 20 years ago.
No. No. It happens again.
Oh, Jay.
Carl?
What was the game that I predicted last week?
If Mahomes had gone into the end zone, Carl's lock of the week would have been correct because you said Chiefs -6.5 or 7.5. But instead, they only won by 3 because he slid down and they kneeled at the clock.
I was kind of mad at him because I thought that was the worst move.
But weren't they able to actually end it there? There was someone else. Who was it on the pick interception who then went down for the Chargers?
Yeah, that
there was
not
still
make
the
sense.
2-minute Jason warning. Jackson. Yeah. Whoops.
I thought, because in my mind, it's okay, you can score the touchdown and go up 9-10 with the extra point with under 2 minutes to go. Or you can go down there and slide and then have to snap the ball 2 or 3 times, only up 3, and who knows what could happen.
And this was Carl's lock of the week.
So you're 0-for-1, Carl.
But now I got to pick 2 this week.
The lock has been broke. You got fucking robbed, man.
I got to pick 3.
That was the rule.
And Furious team broke Carl's lock.
I got to pick 3 this week.
If he won, he would have to pick 2. And then if he lost,
and
he
if I lost, I had to pick 3. So I got to pick 3.
And email us in if you're betting all of Carl's locks and how you're doing financially.
This is an interesting guarantee. It's like buying a bike lock, and it's like, and if your bike gets stolen, we'll send you 3 locks.
If you are using my locks to bet, you can call 1-800-GAMBLING in your state.
You have a serious problem.
Unless you're in fucking Ontario.
Oh, can I? Pet peeve of, or I guess a complaint I have about the schedule this year as a Bills fan. The Jags have this game in London last week. They just get to stay in London and then they play another game in London.
Yeah,
so they get fully fucking used to the time difference. They're fully used to playing there. And then the Bills got to travel like across the fucking ocean and go there and play a game.
Yeah, they got to essentially have a practice game against the Falcons.
Yeah.
And the Falcons.
Yeah.
Throw the ball to Kyle Pitts. I don't even have him on my teams this year. It's just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Crazy.
You do have him.
Yeah, it's in our league, and it's really starting to piss me off.
Also, just give up on London. It's a miracle that we have football in this country.
Yeah.
It's never going to take in another fucking country. I mean, they know it too. They're promoting fucking flag football to try to like get kids into it.
Yeah, we're doing Toy Story games. Yeah.
Oh God, the fucking highlights when they would show, like I watched, I think it was like Game Day Live, and for one of the highlights of the games, they showed the full Toy Story highlights.
Right.
And like one of the guys was like, "Hey man, you can talk about this. I'm not doing it."
Stupid.
Someone tweeted, imagine the DeMar Hamlin situation playing out in the Toy Story game. Yeah. That's all I could think about.
I was wondering about that. Like, what if something like this, like a really terrible thing? Like, how do they? I watched the halftime show for the Toy Story broadcast. And, you know, obviously they didn't get any of the big voice actors. And so it was the Keanu Reeves little motor car guy from the fourth
Canadian
one. Yeah, the boom boom kaboom or something.
Yeah, this is the highlight I saw.
Yeah, so he's like, doing like a jump, and it was a long period of it that was just pure silence where like all the characters would just be kind of waving, and there was this whole long buildup of him going up this elevator to do the big jump, and it got really weird.
It got me actually angry, and I only was watching highlights of the, where I was like, oh, they're not just telling us this is something they did. We're going to sit through
the whole
cartoon versions of all this.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. It was a.
They get Tom Hanks's brother to like do the fucking voices.
They get Chet.
Boom on.
No, because you know Tom Hanks's brother does all the like low level like Toy Story work.
Really?
Yeah.
No, like the
he does all the Woody direct... for like commercials and stuff. You get fucking Tim Hanks or whatever, and he fucking phones in some shitty Woody, and you just got to take it.
Yeah, because it's in part of Tom's
Mike
contract.
Ratzenberger. Yeah, sure.
Wallace Shawn still does his. Yeah, he does it all.
He needs it.
He needs.
You guys had your fantasy football matchup.
Carl and I did play.
The very
we
first.
We played against each other.
First matchup between hosts.
Carl, I hated to do it to you, but so for those who didn't tune in last week, Devon Achane was on the waiver wire, and I had the number one waiver pick, and he had been dropped by Carl. And I picked
him.
I picked him up and used him against Carl. I started Achane and Mostert both because I was so unsure. I was like, one of these guys is going to go off. And it worked. We were pretty close. It was within like 10 points.
8 points, man.
Yeah, it was close. It was close pretty much the whole time.
I gave Mitch his first win of the season.
Oh.
I had a really...
That's nice.
It was cool. It was pretty cool.
And it was a gift.
I had a fucking awful fantasy weekend. I went 2-4, barely one of those games, barely squeezed out a victory. It's brutal. I'm having a rough season. Rough season. Have you guys ever had it where you look at the scores and you see all your points and you can't, like, why isn't this more? I have, in one league, I had Christian McCaffrey who scored like 50 and Puka Nacua who went for 22.
Mm-hmm.
And the other team, their highest scorer had 17 points. And just in my mind, that should be an automatic
yeah,
victory.
Yeah, that's kind of breaking my brain that you lost.
I didn't, but I should have won by more.
Carl was the only team, I have three teams and the other two lost. And one of them put up maybe the worst week I've ever put up in fantasy sports, which was 64 points.
Is that Sharks?
That was Sharks. That's Chris Olave for 0.9 points and T. Higgins for 2.9. So that's my wideout output. I have Darren Waller as my tight end, which is stupid. And I should... How did we talk ourselves into Darren Waller this year? It was like, hey, last year, being a pass catcher for the Giants was bad and being Darren Waller was bad. And now Darren Waller is a pass catcher for the Giants. It's going to work! And he was like my fifth round pick.
I blame that on the media.
Oh God!
I blame that.
Here
we go.
Here we go.
I blame that on Soros.
The lame stream media pushing these tight ends on us.
Yeah, as fantasy locks. And no. I was also CNN. Buying into Waller.
CNN keeps on trying to make my draft team.
MSDNC. The one good tight end is friggin' Mr. Pfizer.
Oh, man, yeah.
Can everyone see this?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, your brother, referred to Travis Kelce on a podcast as Mr. Pfizer.
Because
I think he did an ad for the vaccine.
He's doing some, like done a couple of vaccine commercials promoting the vaccine. And
how the fuck we didn't give Aaron Rodgers more shit over the, like, immunization?
Yeah.
I mean, he caught a lot for it at the time.
Someone pointed out that he plays for the Jets, who are owned by the heir to Johnson & Johnson. So it's like, you're also on the vaccine payroll, dipshit.
Yeah.
The worst one.
The worst vaccine.
You guys ever see his, like, notes to himself when he hosted Jeopardy? They were like, more energy. It's like on a little post-it that he kept behind the podium. It's like, energy, underlined a bunch of times. Like, smile.
What a weird alternate universe we could be living in where they gave him the full-time job on that.
He was lobbying for it pretty hard. And they were talking about
giving the Jets.
Well, that's how you know he's insane, where he's like, I'd be a good talk show host.
I think I'd be really exciting. And, you know, yeah, I love trivia. I love...
I'm just you wait.
Aaron, I'm here to pick up your daughter.
Come on in. Come on inside. You want a cola? All right.
I just got offered a trade. You guys got to hear this.
Oh, okay. Breaking. This is breaking.
This is exclusive. I just got offered a trade. This is an exclusive trade.
Shams.
And I'm honestly thinking about it. This is shams. they're offering me Miles Sanders and Amari Cooper for Ja'Marr Chase. Now, this brings up a good, interesting conversation because Joseph Shyster, Joey Burrow, has killed me this season.
Yeah.
I'm 0-4 in this league. Ryan's also in this league.
But he's injured.
I'm 0-4. Yeah.
It sucks. He's like not injured enough to sit,
yeah.
But he's clearly not healthy enough to play.
It's one of those moments in fantasy where it's like, I know I should play the other person, but I know as soon as I take him out, he's going to go off.
Yeah.
And this week, I didn't play CJ Stroud for him, and CJ Stroud had an amazing game.
For you have Burrow, too.
Yes.
You have Burrow and Chase.
You got him stacked. Yeah, I've got Ja'Marr Chase in a few leagues, and
if you had the Stroud Nico Collins stack that everyone was talking about, Higgins is like at least Chase can still get a little bit, but when there's
Higgins
only
had a decent week two, I think
he had one good week. Yeah, but he had two touchdowns. I think.
Man, that's a tough one. Miles Sanders scares me a little bit, but I actually think he's producing okay, right?
Miles Sanders, he didn't have a great game last week. He didn't have a great game last week, but before that he did good the first.
And this is in our other league, Carl.
Yeah,
I mean to me that trade is like, here's how I would rank three people involved in that trade. Number one, what you hope Ja'Marr Chase is.
Yeah.
Number two, what Amari Cooper is, and number three, what Ja'Marr Chase has been. It's like if Chase gets back to where he was, you'd obviously rather have him over Cooper, but just Cooper's just producing more than him right now. That's just the reality of the situation.
You might have like the start of a trade. Who's it with?
I think it's with Colin McGurk.
Oh. Yeah, he's trying to.
Oh,
you know, he's trying to. I think he's trying to lowball you a little bit.
Yeah. It is a good thing to do in your leagues to be looking at these people who own players that are driving them fucking crazy and trying to trade for those players right now. Because people will trade if they're ever going to trade Ja'Marr Chase, it's right now.
Yeah, but my issue with that, based on looking at your roster, Carl, is that you've got Travis Etienne and Isaiah Pacheco. And I don't think you're starting Miles Sanders ahead of those two guys. Maybe Etienne. And so basically you're just trading Ja'Marr Chase for Amari Cooper. And I would rather bet on Ja'Marr Chase at some point figuring it out and having a higher upside.
He figured out last week. Joe Burrow didn't figure it out, but I mean, I guess he kind of did. Joe Burrow hasn't gotten over 10 points all season.
Oof.
I think he's not going to make it through the season.
Burrow?
Yeah. I think he's eventually going to, the injury.
They got to shut him down.
I think his injury is going to get worse. I don't think he should be playing.
Yeah, man. Apparently those calf injuries,
they
really
can fuck
hard.
You up forever.
I've been hearing that it's like hard to figure out when they're over. And
I fucked up my calf in high school. I used to run track and it popped out. I pulled it and it looked fucked up. It looked gross. It's like in a different part of your leg. And it looks fucking gnarly.
Yeah.
And it still like fucks with me now and then.
Fuck.
All these years later, like every once in a while, I'll be like, yeah.
So that's an exclusive too. Don't draft any wideouts that are tied to Ben. Ben's wideouts are taking
their
a hit
production will suffer also
from this calf injury. Chef Kev, you okay? You had a really visceral reaction to that description.
It was nasty.
I thought you were going to be like that Lance Bangs on Jackass, just throwing up behind the camera.
Well, I'm just curious what, because I think injury management is such a under talked about part of sports now. Where what are the odds that Dak, Burrow or Tua are going to make it through the whole season?
Any one of them or all?
One of them is not going to do it.
Yeah, for sure.
Tua's going nuts right now.
Yeah.
Going ham.
Yeah, he's playing great, but
he was last year.
His brain's fucking rattle around inside his skull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody's pretending
there's applesauce in there.
And the offensive line did not look great on Sunday.
No, and they lost Teron Armstead, who I think is hurt again.
Is that Saints legend?
Yeah, Saints legend. Teron Armstead's so good.
He was the guy that I wanted the Steelers to go get, but no, we don't. We'd rather have a first round running back behind a shitty line.
Man, the Steelers are looking bad.
This is my. You know, guys know about Najee Harris. You know that he wears number 22 in honor of his Madden rating.
Oh,
this guy fucking.
Sucks. And on that note, fellas, I got to take off early. I hope that's okay,
Carl. Can you give us your biggest draft regret before you go? Do you have one big one?
It's A-Chain.
Oh, dropping him out. Yeah.
Do
we get a lock?
Oh, yeah. Let me give you two locks right now. I got to do three locks.
Yeah.
So I'm going to lock in. I'm going to lock. Ooh. All right. Here we go. I'm going to lock in.
These are Carl's improvised locks.
Yeah, how about one lock?
I'm going to lock in Ravens -4. Over the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm sorry, okay, Greg.
I like that.
No, that's fair. That's very fair.
I'm going to lock in, because they're on a roll right now, I'm going to lock in Texans +2 over the Falcons.
Ooh, I like that. I like that a lot. Ooh, that's a Carl lock.
That's a great lock.
That's a lock right there. And then I'm going to lock in, oh boy, this is tough because, ooh, I'm going to lock in Jets +2 over Denver.
Ooh,
I think they beat them.
I like all those.
That's a risky lock, but I like it.
I like it too. I think it's a good play. I think the Broncos have, through four games, the worst defense of all time.
Yeah. I think Zach is hype right now. And I think he wants to get a dub. I think he was hurt by last week. And I think this week is the week that he's going to get a dub. And they're going to beat him by more than two.
And the Jets defense is good. They'll give Russ some trouble.
Are the Broncos locked into that coach? Is he like they are, right?
They gave up a first round pick for him.
Gave him a contract.
Yeah,
too, right?
Yeah.
All right, he needs to just come on home.
Those were your Carl Tart locks of the week.
Yes. And my nickname, Kevin, can you insert locked up by just a clip of Akon saying locked up? And my
nickname.
And you get
the C going into the T.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
That's cool.
My nickname is Carl. The Chinese did a great thing.
Don't know what he's referring to.
We're back here with Carl. The Chinese did a great thing. Tart with his Carl Tart lock of the week.
I'll see you guys next week. Thank you, Ben.
All right. Hey, good to see you, man. Good luck with all your Naga stuff.
Bye.
Bye.
You know what? I was looking at comments in the show, speaking of Carl's absences. And when we were saying, you know, and this is true, it's not a bit, that Carl was gone because he's going to be the star of the new Avatar movie. And I said, The Way of Carl. And someone was like, why didn't you just say Avatar? And the answer obviously is that I'm not making this up. It's the real name of the movie. But they're right. The studio should have thought of that. It could have just been Avatar.
Yeah. It's not your fault.
It's not my fault.
No. You're just relaying the information.
Cameron's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cameron's the one without the
box office gym.
Yeah.
Did you have some draft regrets you wanted to talk about?
Yeah. Do I ever. So I've got a lot of Ja'Marr Chase all over my fantasy football rosters.
Yeah, that's tough. Because it's like of the first round picks, at least if you had Chubb or Eckler, which all of my teams had one or the other of them, at least you're not playing them because you know they're injured. But you're playing Ja'Marr Chase.
I have no excuses. I mean, I have Saquon, who's hurt in a couple of leagues, but for the most part, and also I drafted Jahmyr Gibbs really high in a lot of drafts, and I think he'll be good, but they don't use him, and maybe he sucks. I don't know. It's been a really disappointing year. Also, bought hard into Calvin Ridley. We both did.
We did, but I didn't get him on him. But after week one, you felt like a fucking genius.
Oh, so smart. And then since then, he had a touchdown this past weekend. But that's it. Like two catches for
even him. That was the toy.
Yeah, and it was the toy. And you don't get points for that.
The toy got the touchdown.
How did how were people drafting Derrick Henry this season? Because he surprised me. I didn't think.
I thought he'd be dead.
I thought he'd be dead. I thought he would be fucking toast.
He was going like late first at the highest, maybe like early to mid second round. In one of our leagues, these guys.
No, he was solid first, I feel like. Like in this league, he went fourth.
So people were giving him the credit he was due. Like,
Derrick Henry went fourth in our league? No way.
And this is a different league, but I'm just, first league I'm looking at.
Maybe people just remember his name and like aren't keeping track of how he did last season.
All I remember is that two guys were co-running a team in the Sharks League and they signed on to the Zoom together and then they realized that they couldn't strategize because everyone could hear them on the Zoom, so they left. So the only thing they did was like one of them was like, I just drafted Derrick Henry, and the other guy said, on purpose. So that's the only reason. But then after a slow start, he's been a beast.
He's looking pretty
good. He looked awesome this past week.
I thought he was done for good.
Yeah.
And running backs are to me one of the hardest positions to guess based on like last season's performance.
You gotta be so young. Like
you gotta have a good line.
Yeah.
And be on a good team.
Yeah. My rule of thumb is for drafting running backs in fantasy is I really aim for rookie running backs who finish strong.
Into their second season.
Yeah. Yeah. Second year guys, because they haven't been beaten up. They haven't been given like a ton of carries.
Like that was Jonathan Taylor a couple of years ago. He finished strong his rookie year, and then year two he was.
And I had him circled, and I did really well.
I drafted Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yeah, that was that was weird. And then the older brother is a big, I think, MAGA guy now.
Yeah, and Tim Allen.
Yeah.
The older brother getting in a lot of trouble. I think he got arrested recently.
Yeah, I don't think he's doing too hot.
I think it's beyond MAGA. I think it's worse than MAGA.
And then I think the youngest son moved to Lawrence, Kansas, and was like living like a real, what do they call it? Like dumpster diving? What do they call those?
Freegans?
Yeah, living that like kind of lifestyle.
Nomad land?
Yeah. Like, yeah, Nomad land style. So there you go.
Imagine having 90s sitcom.
How many Freegans are on your fantasy team this year?
Yeah. Well, the running back thing brings me to my draft regrets because I bought into this year of like it's swinging back into like get your running backs up front. So it was crazy. I think I did a really great job drafting in rounds like 7 through 9 because of the two leagues I looked at. In the Foosballs Podcast League, 3 of my first 4 picks were my regrets. And in the Sharks League, 5 of my first 6. But both those teams are over 500 combined. So the teams aren't bad, but basically...
You drafted so well in the back.
I can overcome this. But so in the Foosballs League, if I had literally just drafted the guys who had been injured, I'd be feeling better about my team. Because I took Austin Ekeler right ahead of Travis Kelce and Jahmyr Gibbs right ahead of Cooper Kupp. And now Kelsey's came back after a week and Kupp's coming back. And like right now, going forward, would you rather have Ekeler and Gibbs or Kelce and Kupp?
Is Kupp's coming back, we think?
Pretty soon.
I guess.
But then you got to factor in like maybe 2 weeks of middle
kind of ramp up,
but like the mild production,
and maybe Ekeler comes back too. But like,
so even Kelce, I mean, look what he's done. Like,
my tight end in that league is Dalton Kincaid. As a Bills fan, you know that I think he's a great talent, but he hasn't really done anything yet.
Yeah,
so and also I took Drake London in the 4th round of that. So, like, how I'm 3-1 with that team is wild.
What did you get in the back,
Mostert? I got Achane off the wire. I got Christian Kirk, who's been good. It's bizarre. Ekeler did have a good 1 week that he played.
Somehow you got 2005 Sean Alexander in the last round.
Yeah. They're letting me count those stats.
They're letting you play Cadillac Williams?
Yeah.
That feels like cheating, dude.
No, it's not cheating.
College Cadillac Williams? That's fucked up.
Yeah, they're letting me use Colt Brennan from Hawaii.
Dude, you're hacking. You're hacking.
I'm not hacking.
You hacked Yahoo.
If I were hacking, I wouldn't need a listener to start the Richie Incognito.
Zero cool over here.
Dude.
Having his way with the picks.
Dude, hacked Yahoo, dude. You're ruining the integrity of the game, dude.
My Sharks draft.
You broke the internet. You hacked
Yahoo. You broke the internet. That's Taylor and Travis's job.
This is a really specific character.
Why don't you leave that? Why don't you
Leave that to Travis, all right, and Taylor.
Leave that to Travis and Taylor, okay? TNT. They're the experts at breaking the internet.
So this guy, TNT, what do we know about this guy?
Breaking the internet, man. Why don't you lay off Yahoo for 5 minutes?
Lay off?
Bitter lay fantasy off. Hacker conspiracy theorist. Not my fault. Also big Taylor and
it's
Kelsey.
It's not my fault I haven't won a fantasy football game in 6 years.
Oh, okay. This makes some sense.
Okay. God. It's bullshit, man.
It's bullshit.
Bullshit. Yeah,
everyone calls me a homer only because I draft Houston Texans.
I draft all the Texans.
And not the right ones.
Yeah, but you didn't get Arian Davis Foster.
Mills. I got Davis Mills. I drafted Davis Mills over CJ Stroud.
Oh, no.
I believe in Davis Mills.
I think the U.S. government made those towers fall. Yeah.
Well, we can I've all got a agree documentary.
I've got a documentary you should watch. It's called Loose Chain.
So you're the guy who made Loose Chain.
Yes, that's right.
Is that monetized?
I made the response video to Loose Chain. Okay. That I it's me agreeing
even
with
looser
it.
Change.
Yeah, looser.
I'll tell change. You what I hope doesn't change. The relationship between Taylor and Travis.
See, this is what I find so interesting about
what
you.
About it? That I'm a big Travis and Taylor fan?
I wouldn't associate a conspiracy theorist with being someone who would ship any celebrity.
I love love, man.
Yeah, dude. I'm never getting in the way of love. And those two, the way they look at each other. Did you see Travis
calm down,
on this?
Calm down.
Did you see?
I'm gonna
fucking
not. Bust. Oh, fuck. Oh. Sometimes when I start talking about Travis and Taylor, I get like, I edge. And sometimes yeah. I go over the edge and then I nut.
I nut.
It sucks.
I bust.
It sucks so hard.
It fucking sucks because I'm trying to edge just right.
Fucking
but it gets away from me and I
God,
bust.
My whole draft this year was like fucking so, I have so many regrets because I busted all over the place. Not because of porno.
No, I don't do that.
You don't play those games and
no.
say try not to come.
Yeah, I don't no. play those. I don't play those. Don't try to come games.
Because you can't win.
Can't win.
You can't win. I don't go to Vegas. I don't play don't try to come.
Well, it's, this has been draft regrets.
It's a slot machine next to. It's a slot machine next to the Alien versus Predator slots.
Hey, are you almost off this machine? I almost done this yeah. time machine. I played there last night. I was at Don't Try to Come for 5 hours. I spent $300 in coins.
Me and the girls are here for a trip.
I shit in my coin bucket so I wouldn't have to get up off it. Don't.
The pit boss caught me cheating on Do Not Try to Come, so Don Rickles cut my thumb off with a
oh,
garden hoe.
Don't do it, Don. Don't.
This has been Draft Regrets. What are we looking forward to next week? I have.
Don!
Nope, we're back in Draft Regrets. We're back in Draft Regrets.
It's gonna hit for me.
Try Not to Come is paying off big right now.
I'm late to my son's wedding.
I got three flaccid cocks.
And a cherry. Three flaccid cocks. Oh, you don't win!
How is that not a win?
You gotta get four.
Oh, God. Now oh. I'm going to come.
Oh, God. Oh, it's like riding a Sibian.
Oh, God.
Carl,
we had the best
this.
Weekend.
Carl,
I missed
this.
I missed my son's wedding. That's what I was there for, but I was getting really hot at the Don't Try to
Dad,
Come slot
don't
machine.
Don't Try to Come right outside the buffet.
I saw it as I was walking by, and I said, I knew right then and there I was missing my boy's wedding.
I missed it. I missed Thunder Down Under. We had tickets.
I wanted
Copperfield. I missed it. I missed Carrot Top.
Chris Angel. We had Penn and Teller tickets. One of them doesn't even talk.
Of course. Chris Angel.
Talk about a try not to come. Go to a Chris Angel show.
Try not to. I don't even bother with Chris Angel. I'll fucking
bust.
I'll soak the whole theater.
I,
It's like going to a Gallagher concert. Yeah. If you're in front of me,
poncho. I go to Chris Angel. They hand out scuba gear because I'm going to fill up the whole place.
You better wear your poncho.
I hope your snorkel. I hope your snorkel's got a blow tube in it.
Wear your galoshes. It's going to be up to your ankles.
You're going to walk in. You're going to kayak out.
Oh, God. I have my electrolytes. God, I have my electrolytes. I'm losing fluid.
Post-squirt. You got to rehydrate.
I've lost so many fluids.
Oh, God. I went to the sports book. And I was watching. I was there early. Jags, Falcons. And I was betting on the Toy Story game.
Talk I'm trying about to get us trying back. Not to come.
Trying to All right, what's next trick. Week's game? What do we got?
I'm playing one game next week.
I'm on one team next week.
Thursday night is Bears Commanders. That's Jesus Christ. Brutal. Make that's, plans on Thursday.
Don't, that's as bad as don't it gets.
Find yourself.
Go to the movies.
I'm going to a haunted house, so I'm covered.
So you know the only thing scarier than that by watching Bears Commanders.
The Bears locker room. Yeah. All right.
Honestly, this
talk about a haunted house.
Haunted house.
Did we ever figure out if their defensive coordinator was looking at child porn in the locker room?
Nah, we never
well,
found out.
I'm gonna say it on the air anyway. Yeah.
Well, researching a paper about it.
Isn't that what fucking name?
From the Who?
From the Who, yeah. Like he got called. He's like, I'm just writing a book on it.
Yeah.
Townshend.
Yeah, Pete Townshend. Yeah, yeah. I was doing me research. I wanted to write a report to get people to not
Kevin,
look at
what was that guy's name?
Pete Townsend?
Pete Townsend?
No, the guy outside, what was his buddy's name?
Tiggs.
We go, we're coming into the studio and I'm locked out and there's a guy also locked out. And I'm like, I guess he's doing this show. I was like, maybe he's an engineer here. And he's like, hey, you doing the show? I'm like, yeah. He's like, all right, well, I'll be working with you. And then Kevin sees us and he comes and opens the door. And I'm like, hey, Kevin, what's up, man? And he's like, are you Tiggs? To Kevin. And Kevin's like, no. And then the guy's like, I'm at the wrong address.
What are the odds that there was also a show there?
Yeah.
Yeah, did he know it was a podcast?
No. He thought we were doing like making music together. I thought I was like jamming with him.
I've been using.
Oh, this isn't the Great Theater, is it?
I've been using pictures of Chef Kevin to catfish. Guys, on Craigslist.eu. And I use the name Tiggs, yeah.
Hey, this is Tiggs.
I'm a big Sons of Anarchy fan. So.
Hey, this is Tiggs. Looking for some guys to come over and jam out with me for a while.
Bezos has got to be furious about this Thursday night matchup.
That's, yeah, he didn't shell out all that money.
The fucking little prime arrows on the first down pisses me off, by the way.
I hate that when the commercials come on, then a little link comes up that you can click to buy that product.
Yeah, because you're a shopaholic.
I am such a fucking shopaholic.
You can't.
So now I got all these.
No to that shit.
I'm buying it's all these pharmaceuticals that they're all yeah. just like, do not take Rinvoke if allergic to Rinvoke. And I'm you're like, right. Oh, thanks.
I'm fucking allergic. I'm fucking allergic, but I gotta get it.
Yeah.
Again, so one of the best matchups of the week is at 6:30 a.m. Pacific time. Jaguars-Bills has the potential to be really fun. But
yeah, I'm nervous about it just for the reasons I discussed earlier. I do think it's bullshit that the Jags got a warm-up game and get to spend the week in another country and another time
think
zone.
Think of all the stuff they're learning about history and culture.
Yeah, hopefully they're distracted London. That whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably going to, like, Windsor Castle.
I do love all the, like, weird London fans who just, like, wear, like American cosplay to the games. Like, that's, like, what they think. Like, any NFL stuff, they'll wear, like, this is sort of the football helmet. Yeah.
They've got, like, an old Bruce Smith jersey on. Yeah. And it's like, I've got a Smith jersey on.
But they would wear that to, like, a Rams game.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Who's who are the American football players whose names just feel British?
Durham Smythe.
Durham Smythe, absolutely.
Durham Smythe.
I would argue.
Welcome home, son.
Trevor Lawrence.
Oh yeah.
Trevor.
Sure.
Trevor.
Well, Trevor.
What are you doing upstairs,
Trevor? Trevor, get a haircut.
You belong down with the staff.
Joe, I'm friends with your father, Mike Burrow.
Burrow feels British, yeah.
Yeah.
Burrow.
Hello, Mr. Burrow. Mr. Burrow, you have a case.
Yeah, he's a grizzly. He's coming to the manor to solve the Duke's murder. But who's Pittsburgh going to lose to next week? Oh, Ravens. Baltimore. Ravens. Yeah, that's one of Carl's locks.
Yeah.
How the fuck did Carl take so long to pick a lock? There's too many options. It seems like schedule seems very off balance this season to me. Like that's why there have been so many huge scoring run-ups. There's less parity this season than there normally is, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's so much haves and have-nots that the 70-point team lost the next week and the 20. Like, there's a team even worse than the team that gave up 70 and a team even better than the team that scored 70.
I think this is an interesting matchup, Eagles-Rams.
I do, too. I was circling that as being the fun late afternoon game. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Rams they're spunky. They're the plucky Rams.
Oh, this is the marquee matchup is Cowboys 49ers.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, that's Sunday prime time.
Yeah.
And then
we'll be waiting all day for that one.
I've been waiting all day for Sunday night.
Hey, Jack, get back. That's a fact.
I can't see those and not think of the 30 Rock where Jenna Maroney does the Tennis Night in America.
Dun, 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 dun.
America, it's so come on down, America. It's tennis time. See, the Raiders on Monday night this week reminded me of one thing I wanted to talk about, which was that the Raiders-Chargers game was like two coaches trying so fucking hard to lose.
Like,
Staley did it again.
Yeah, going
McDaniels
for,
was that the two? Are they the two worst game managers?
Daniels is Chargers, right?
McDaniels.
McDaniels. They should have fired him after week two.
Yeah,
they
really
could have
bad.
Maybe righted the ship for the season, or at least like made. Now they've waited too long, and their season's toast. And I think there's a real possibility they're harming the long term career of Herbert, where he might get fucked up. Like, they are playing so bad. And then after the games, McDaniels sounds so bad where he's just like, well, I don't know. You tell me. What should I do?
Yeah. There's a real funny clip where some fans are walking by
Mark Davis.
Mark Davis. Yeah, did you see this?
Yeah.
Yeah, where they're and they're like, fire him! Fire McDaniels! Fire him! And Mark Davis, you can tell, like, is kind of flustered and doesn't know what to do. And he goes, what does he say? Like,
smarten up.
Smarten up! He points to, his draws attention to his bad
his
haircut.
Weird ass haircut.
Yeah.
Wait, but he changes his weird haircut. Didn't he like shave his head maybe? Finally?
Oh, I wish.
I don't know.
I don't know. I hope he never loses
to
his
bad
haircut.
He used to have the very short, like the Dr. Zayas cut.
yeah, so he's like pointing at the haircut essentially, but he's going, smarten up! Smarten up, and then he realizes that he's like being videotaped and stops. But
smarten up.
Well, then yes, Staley goes for it on the fourth and one again, and when Herbert's hand is fucked up, it got stepped on, and he makes Herbert do the tush push, and they don't get it. Yeah. It's like he takes his injured franchise quarterback and shoves him into the D line. It's a bad decision. The call is bad. The injury is bad.
They wanted it to work. They wanted to do tush push.
He got away with it 2 weeks in a row. 2 weeks in a row made these crazy calls fail. Still wins the game. Crazy.
He's no good. But they are clawing their way back into it. And as a Chiefs fan, don't love it.
Yeah.
Chiefs Vikings is going to be a good game.
I think so too. I
Vikings are going to be so desperate.
It's in Minnesota, right?
It's in Minnesota, yeah. Which is like Taylor an underrated tough place to play.
Taylor's not fucking showing.
I'm not. Well, I'm gonna
I mean,
go
if she's
and
showing
eat
off.
Juicy Lucy's and Lutefisk.
I don't know what.
It's like Minnesota's favorite famous foods.
Oh, okay.
Juicy Lucy's?
Yeah, they're Juicy Lucy burgers.
Oh.
It's like they're the beef and the cheese is, they cram the cheese in the middle of the cheeseburger.
That sounds good.
All the Swifties are coming for the Juicy Lucy's.
We're going to make them tater tot casserole.
Fuck, now we've stumbled onto an accent that I can't do. Can't do
it. You can do it.
No, it just comes out Irish.
You just got to believe, Greg.
It's just like, Adrian Peterson. It always comes out Irish when I try to do it. We took the kids up to the lake.
He did nothing wrong.
I don't want to be your friend
anymore. You have to discipline your children.
I just don't want to be your friend anymore.
I like this player, Sauce Gardner.
Look at him. Sauce.
I like the name.
Sauce Gardner.
I'd love to have a garden of sauce.
That's an interesting name, Sauce. What's the genesis?
You don't even throw it to his side of the field. Don't even throw it to him.
They avoid him at all costs.
There's a man named Sauce.
There's a fella. There's an older fella I remember. Atari Bixby.
You remember that? No.
You don't remember Atari Bixby?
Atari Bixby. No, that's a great fucking... It's a great name. We got Tank Bixby now.
And next year, I believe there's a fella coming out named Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Oh, that's right.
Could you imagine a fellow named Kool-Aid?
Faith and Vigor, or whatever it is. Anyway, that's been our Minnesota accent. Check us out on season 5 of Fargo. Shouts to...
Yeah, there's some bad accents on that show. They go for it.
Yeah.
That's great. I love it, though.
Yeah.
I love a good bad accent. I remember there was a movie where Kate Winslet was a Russian villain, and everyone was like, her accent's so bad. And I was like, who gives a shit?
I just watched the movie. They were showing it at the Rep Theater here. They were showing an old print of Blown Away. The Tommy Lee Jones, Jeff Bridges movie.
Oh, yeah.
And that is a wild collection of bad Irish accents. Tommy Lee Jones, I don't even know what he's doing. I don't think he knows what he's doing.
I don't really trust him with an accent. Like, yeah. You, Tommy Lee Jones, you do Tommy Lee Jones, pal.
He's basically doing just like Two-Face with a little like...
I'm going to have to watch this movie.
Oh, I'm blown crazy. Yeah.
Not blown Blowout. Away. I know I've heard of
Blowout's like a...
Blown Away is a 90s, so at the screening was the writer of the movie, and he gave an introduction. The movie's not good. Like, it's, and even he's like, movie's not perfect, but it's, he was sitting in like my row, so I couldn't turn to my friends and be like, this is fucking bad, huh?
Oh, you couldn't laugh at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's well, like what I wanted to go, because it's a very fun movie to kind of laugh at.
Yeah, is that kind of the reason everyone's there? Because that's, I mean.
Yeah.
It's like The Ring.
Yeah, we're not.
Not the Room.
This is not a classic. I mean, it's not. There's some really good action in it. Like, a lot of good shit blows the
fuck
up.
Wait, where did you see it at?
At the Los Feliz 3.
Oh, okay.
They have the American Cinematheque there.
It's cool. Yeah.
And they were doing some, like, Boston series of movies. Mm. And this is, like, it's set in Boston, and Jeff Bridges is a guy who works for the bomb squad. And Tommy Lee Jones is like a mad bomber who's here. He's escaped prison in the UK because he's like an IRA terrorist. And of course, he and Jeff Bridges have some connection that is ludicrous.
I've seen this. Yeah, I saw it when I was a kid.
I just watched The Wind That Shakes the Barley, which is a great Irish accent movie.
With really?
Cillian Murphy's like in the IRA. Oh, it's great.
Okay, but are there Americans trying to do it?
No, okay. It's real Irish.
Well, no. Lost you me. Need, yeah, you I know. Need, you need some Americans doing bad accents.
Yeah, that's what you want. All right, well, thanks for doing the show.
Yeah, man.
Ben.
Hey, thanks for having me. I mean, I sleep here, so like, I know I'm an easy get.
Anything you want to plug? Obviously, Action Boys.
Yeah, check out actionboys.biz.
Is that real?
Yeah, that's our website.
You're not a nonprofit. I would have thought you guys would be a .org.
This is fucking America, man. Yeah. It's all about the business.
I thought you would be like one of the illegal gambling websites, like
.ag.
Was it?
I think that's Antigua. Not that I use my book.
Through some foreign country. Yeah. .Valverde.
Awesome, dude. Yeah, thank you, guys. We'll be back next week.
Try not to come.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.